phone vibrates when I'm interrupted.
Okay, we call to order Board of Works for January 14th. Need approval of the December 10th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve, you with the Parks. Saturday, February 16th is our famous Valentine's Day at Green from 6:00 p.m. This will be our 12th year. Later, I need you to come with one and the bridge on 6.7 will help sponsor again. The pretty some time prizes, a photo booth, and a DJ, and I think it'll be a free activity for our lives on our school.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Next is Police Department.
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. Had a couple things I wanted to talk about today. One is our manpower. We are currently at 36 of our 38 slots. We have been down one for quite some time, trying to get another rookie put into place there, and we're still continuing through our list with backgrounds, polygraphs, that type of thing off the remaining people on the list. We did get notified towards the end of last week we're going to lose Sergeant Cody Wagner, K-9 officer. He has actually no more days on the street, and I would just mention with that, Cody's been an outstanding officer for our department. He was the neighborhood watch liaison for quite some time, really excelled there, the young officer. K-9 officer, he's a physical tactics instructor, so you know, we always talk about whenever people lose or leave the department, sometimes it can really be a loss, and Cody would be a loss. He's a good man. He chose a position over at Lawrence County, with Lawrenceville PD, to be started very soon. He actually is from that area originally and has some property over there, and it was what was best for his family. So we hate to lose Cody, but we have that position that we'll be filling off our list as well. As far as the rookies go, three of the four rookies that need to attend the academy will be going February 15th. We did have our preliminary agility testing for them to make sure they're where they need to be physically to get started at the academy. They all passed, did very well, and we look for great things from those rookies. The additional of the four rookies, Maverick Wells, he's still in the field training program. He has already been to the academy, so he does not have to go. I also wanted to mention we are having our mandatory February pension board meeting on February 4th, where we'll have a re-election for two of the officer spots on our pension board, and it's also required to do yearly for their financial report. On that same day is our department meeting where all the officers will come in. We'll talk about what's in store for us this year. So that's on February the 4th. Other than that, training-wise, next week I'll be attending the IACP conference for the week. I actually, prior to the conference starting, I'm going to be involved in a kind of a roundtable type situation for community and police partnerships that's going to be attended by different communities to talk about how the police and communities can work together better and some things that can be changed throughout the state. We also have in store for us very soon transitional training from our 40 caliber weapons that we now carry to our 9mm that we chose to go with the RMR sights. We're just kind of waiting for, honestly, we're waiting for the holsters to come in for those that have been on delay a little bit getting those in. But we're looking forward to transitioning from our 40s back to the 9mm and think that's going to be a great program. So we got a lot of training coming up with that. I believe that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Dustin. Street Department. I will mention that I did get several comments on the street plowing this past weekend.
Okay.
Everybody
good.
Was.
Weather didn't storm very well. I have a lot of
bulls
with the father above
that I. Is that what it is?
Figure out the weather, yes. But anyway, we had very little
Thanks, Bryce.
Okay, thanks, Bryce. City engineer.
Got two major projects going on outside the office and one inside the office. Outside, we've got Main Street Phase 1 is still going. The warm December has allowed the storm sewer to get ahead of schedule. And we should be starting bridge construction by the end of the month. The other project I have going on is 6th and Main. That project is also on schedule with the slated completion to be the 28th of January. That project's going pretty well. We'll see how the hard freeze next week, that's forecast plays out with that. And then inside the office, I am working on the CCMG applications. I hope that will submit by the end of this week. And I think we're releasing the street paving list today.
Great.
That's it.
No old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Pavilion Rental, Tyler Kitchell.
I'm wanting to rent the pavilion for a wedding this upcoming October 12th. We'll be there about 1 p.m. to about 7 p.m. that day.
Paul, you've got several items that are pending coming to you, so.
I've got a contract. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the rental of the Riverfront Pavilion for Tyler Kitchell for a wedding on October 12th.
Okay. Second motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. Next is the facade project change orders 1 and 2. Michelle's going to take those.
Do you need to do these separately, or we need to
do them? We can talk about either way.
Okay, we'll zoom together.
Okay. The second change order was in regards to building 9, where there's a credit for some money as well for light fixtures. They used to be at 24, and there's a balance of 921.56 left. And now in building 1, there's a credit for they changed the scope. Not doing the faster parking, so there was a $300 contingency credit there, and they decided to do metal letter signage at a cost of $2,765, so there's still a balance of $1,035 there. And the second change order is kind of just showing those contingency amounts this time.
Okay, so this was specific dollar cost additional, or the $4,125 on one and $35 on the other. Right. I mean, the balance of that is
right.
Multiple changes. But, okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the facade project change orders as described.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Great. Thanks. Looks great.
Next is curb cut, Josh Shipman.
Yeah, Shipman's already here, but I spoke with him before the meeting, and I haven't had a chance to look at this location yet. I think there may be some horizontal and vertical set distance issues at this location, so I want to make sure I give the time that it needs to look at it. So I ask that you table it for 2 weeks, and I'll get a look at it for the next meeting.
Motion.
Okay with that too.
Good. Okay, thanks, John. Motion to table curb cut.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Next, JP, is NDOT detour agreement.
You should have the contract in your packet for an unofficial detour for
61.
61.
61, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Out of town. I think there's
Do we know when that will be, when that feature will be?
I'll have to look back. I think I got this on the agenda late last year, and it slipped my mind exactly what it's for.
Nothing I'd wonder is the schools with bus traffic and that have they been notified?
I mean, it's a big sort of detour.
I think the work is way outside
town. Right, it is.
I don't think it affects, it's just because the way the detour is, they're wanting to use Beer House to keep the detour from having to go out on 50 all the way out to Roland or something like that.
Right.
So they're just asking to have an unofficial detour, I think, on Beer House Boulevard.
Right.
That's an awful bridge right there.
I mean, it's not going to be a problem for us. I mean, it's not going to be that much traffic and. Okay.
Closure is actually way out in
there. Yeah, the work's way out here.
Yeah. And they've had that detour before with the work that was going on out on 16.
Oh, here's the project here. It's a bridge.
Same detour.
It'll be going to take your house before the detour starts, after, and if there's damage, then they'll take care of it.
Okay. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve the NDOT tour agreement as described by Mr. Sprague.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, JP. Next is the Great Park Shelter House bid opening. I'll open this and read them. The first one is Pittman General Contracting.
There is Pittman General Contracting LLC, project number 19-700-0541.
What is taken under advisement?
Initial sum of $148,000. So that's the initial bid on that.
And another one is Wolf.
Second bid is for Wolf Construction. And that initial bid is $206,061.
And we'll just need a motion to take those under advisement. We'll let our POW and Michelle and them all go through it.
Okay, so we'll make a motion that we take those bids under advisement.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, we have nothing under miscellaneous. So we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
This one too.
And I have one other than